Good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Matt Droll lives in Cleveland. He's known as Banana Man, and I feel like he could be just like you, Benji, or you could be like him.
How so?
He doesn't just love to eat bananas. He wears them.
Okay.
Costumes, that is. Lots of them. He started running to lose weight, get healthier, but then the pandemic hit. Races were canceled, so he decided to throw on a banana costume to boost his mood and go for a run.
I had to just do this for fun. That kind of snowballed or peeled away, I guess you could say. Took it away and said, hey, I got all these banana costumes. I'm going to go for a run, you know, in a banana costume, have some fun. And it became more and more just myself having fun, getting out there and staying active, knowing that I was also kind of making other people smile and laugh. I have 25 banana costumes. I even have different variations for different holidays. Running's got me through some tough times.
Did you hear that? 25 costumes in his banana costume wardrobe.
Wow.
Which is great. Customized for holidays and the whole thing. So, if you saw a guy running in a banana costume on the side of the road, that's fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always very curious as to how they're able to
keep up a good pace?
Well, or just because, you know, every year for the mini marathon, you see people don costumes and run 13 miles in costume.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, how?
Yep.
How do you do that?
If you were to pick a costume, what do you think it would be? I mean, we still have the T-Rex inflatable one. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I would want a costume that doesn't really hinder my legs as much.
Well, that's got a fan in it.
That
would be a nice choice. There's the old leprechaun.
Yeah, maybe a leprechaun, something like that.
The leprechaun would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just something to think about, Benji, just to maybe amp up the wardrobe a little bit.
All right.
When you run, you can see Banana Man on our website, by the way, WDJX.com.